This is episode 139, Moving the Needle.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 139. Thank you, as always, for listening, for tuning into this episode. I really, really do appreciate your time and your attention, as I think will hopefully become obvious after you listen to today's episode, because today's episode came about, it was actually a few months ago I had the idea for this post. It was the end of May. I actually listened to a great episode of the Focused Podcast, and I've got a link to that in the show notes for this episode at paulminers.com/139. Definitely go and check out that episode, where the hosts, Mike and David, discuss the importance of moving the needle, they call it. And I really like this phrase. Basically, in summary, what they highlight is the importance of effectiveness and why we shouldn't obsess too much over efficiency, and how you really need to focus on effectiveness first. And so today I'm going to add my own thoughts to this topic. Now, you've probably heard that productivity is a combination of these two things, effectiveness and efficiency. Effectiveness is working on the right tasks and making progress towards your goals. It's what you do. Efficiency, on the other hand, is about optimizing your time to do things quickly, you know, without compromising on quality. It's more how you do these things. So if effectiveness is what you do, efficiency is how you do it. And productivity is made up of these two things. Like, if very simply, you can work on something, and if you can do that thing quicker, that's going to make you more productive. Or if you can do something that maybe takes longer, that might be okay if that thing is making you more effective. In other words, it's getting you towards that goal that you're looking for. Now, most of us, I would say, obsess over efficiency. I think this is the sexy part of productivity. It's the shiny object syndrome that I was talking about recently, a few episodes ago with Matt and Joe, a few weeks ago. Efficiency is deciding, you know, what calendar or task management tool you're going to use. That's the fun stuff, right? We always want to try the new apps, be more efficient. I think that's the sexy part of productivity. And most of my consulting with my clients is helping them with their tools, helping them to use them better, automating their processes to be more efficient. I think it's the really fun part. I love the automation stuff as well. I think it's the really fun part of productivity. The thing is, being efficient is pointless if you're not applying your effort to the correct tasks or projects to begin with. That's where effectiveness comes in. Otherwise, you're just making more efficient a task that shouldn't be done in the first place. So how do you improve effectiveness? And effectiveness, I don't want to say this is the boring part of productivity, but it's definitely not as interesting, right? I think it takes more effort to think about, how can I be effective? How can I work on the right things? What are my goals? It's kind of the hard, these are hard questions to answer, and I think it's why we often default to efficiency first. And like I said, I really like this phrase, moving the needle. It refers to, you know, making a difference on a goal or maybe a metric that's important. And I think a lot of people think that with effectiveness, it is all about goals. And while goals are important and being effective is about making progress towards a goal, I don't think it's a requirement. In my view, moving the needle also refers to your kind of underlying values about what you consider to be important. So for example, I don't actually have many specific goals right now. I'm pretty happy with the level my business is at, and I'm not that interested in hiring lots of staff to grow revenue. I really just want to maintain my business at its current level. It's quite funny when people ask me, what do you want to do in 5 years? And I'm kind of like, well, if things are still, you know, going along like they are now, that would actually be fine with me. Anyway, so just because I don't have a goal to grow or change my business radically doesn't mean I have no needle to move. So for me, I have a few needles, or more like core values, that I like to monitor and really think about. Number one is getting the best outcome for my customers and my audience. I highly value the people that subscribe to my email list, that listen to this podcast, that follow the blog, and my clients as well. I also want to make sure that if a client pays to work with me, that they have a great experience. So a lot of my effort during the week is about creating content, working with clients, and helping people in the best way that I can. That's moving the needle for me, is helping people. The second kind of key needle for me is a bit more selfish. It's improving my effective hourly rate. This is sort of the hourly rate that I'm effectively earning, taking into account my monthly revenue and hours that I work. Because obviously I don't earn a salary, I'm self-employed. So it's my that effective rate that I'm earning. And this is important to me because it's in line with my values around a work-life balance. You'll notice it's an effective hourly rate. It's not just growing revenue. Like I said, I don't particularly want to grow. And so I'm much more interested in balancing the revenue that I have now with a reasonable number of hours. I don't want to work ridiculous hours because work-life balance is really important. So when I'm faced with a decision about what to work on or where my time is best spent, I can evaluate my options through these two lenses about what's good for my audience or my clients and what's the highest income I can generate for the least amount of work. That is moving the needle for me. And moving the needle will mean different things for everyone, depending on obviously your job, responsibilities, and how your performance is measured. So for example, you know, a student listening to this cares about learning and growing and getting good grades. That's moving the needle. Maybe a lawyer cares about getting the best result for their client. That's moving the needle. Or a wedding photographer cares about capturing the best photos possible so that newlyweds can remember that special day. That's moving the needle. And, you know, a photographer might use that to determine what gear to use and that kind of thing. This episode of the Paul Miners podcast is sponsored by Front. Now, the number of inboxes we have to deal with on a daily basis has become pretty overwhelming. Most people have multiple email addresses, social media accounts to check, and now add to the mix a situation where maybe you need to collaborate with a few people to work on the same inbox at once, maybe if you work in sales or customer support. Now, in the past, teams have tried to manage a shared inbox using labels or folders or by CCing messages and emailing each other back and forth, and it's a real nightmare. Trust me, I've been in these situations before. The good news is that with Front, this is the only and last inbox you'll ever need. Front allows you to create a team inbox where multiple people can access the same email account, and incoming messages can then be assigned to a teammate who's responsible for replying. As a team, you can chat within the thread and draft a response together and converse back and forth. And it's not just for email. You can connect your Twitter and Facebook accounts, manage a phone number and send SMS messages, or even deal with chat responses from your website. And it's not just for sales and customer service teams. I've been trialing it with my wife, who helps me with my email. And she'll often have questions and needs to check with me before she hits send. And in Front, we can chat back and forth in real time without having to move the message between folders or CCing each other. Front also integrates with loads of third-party tools, so I've connected it with Pipedrive and Asana, which means I can really easily create new contacts, deals, or tasks right from inside Front. You can get started today for just $9 a month. Head to frontapp.com/PMP to start a free trial. And thank you, Front, for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners podcast. So if you're ever feeling kind of overwhelmed, frustrated, or unhappy with your productivity, instead of switching to a new to-do list or working 80 hours a week to catch up, step back. Don't get sucked in by the sexy efficiency part of productivity and ask yourself the difficult question, which is, what do I need to move the needle on? What would make a difference? If you can't get everything done right now, what is the one important thing that you can try and do? And like most people, you know, my workload ebbs and flows. It was funny, a few weeks ago, I was enjoying a fairly quiet period of work. It was a bit of a downtime, which was nice. And then just last week, a few projects kind of landed in my lap, and I now find myself this week trying to accomplish like quite a few things at once. So I had to ask myself, what do I need to move the needle on? And I had to look at all the different client projects that I'm working on and work out, you know, which ones are more urgent than others based on I don't know, a few things, you know, how long I've been working with clients, when they need that work by, all these sorts of things. And so I worked out which ones I had to prioritize and which ones could wait a little longer. I also had to review, you know, some personal projects that I'm working on. I've got a few things on the go, making some changes to my website and some products that I'm working on. And I've had to decide to postpone a project that I was really excited about. I've had to decide to postpone it for a little bit while I get through this backlog because it wasn't as time sensitive and it doesn't move the needle, the needles that I've described before about helping my audience about, you know, that work-life balance, effective hourly rate. So I had to make that tricky decision to postpone the project. But because I had those lenses to look through and evaluate these options, making that decision was easier. So fundamentally, moving the needle is about learning to prioritize. That feeling of overwhelm, I think, often comes from not knowing what to move the needle on. It means you have no way to evaluate your options, and so you try and do everything at once, leaving you feeling kind of busy and stressed out. And when you stop and you ask yourself some of these tough questions about what's important and what moving the needle means to you, I think you'll be better equipped to prioritize tasks and allocate your time effectively. And once you do this, then you can get back to the sexy, the fun part of productivity, all that efficiency stuff. So let me know what you think about this idea. If you have any thoughts, feedback, questions, comments, you can leave me a comment on the blog, paulminers.com/139. Hit me up on Twitter @paulminers, or if you're on my newsletter list, as always, I appreciate your replies. So you can reply to any of my emails. Thank you one more time for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I go. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback, please leave me a review on iTunes. It really does mean a lot to me because it helps the show to get discovered so that more people can benefit from the content. And I would love your help getting the show out there. So please, if you have a minute, I would love a review on iTunes. And on that note, if you want to give me any more feedback, you can always reach out to me via my blog, leave me a comment, or if you're on my newsletter list, you can respond to any of my emails as well. I really do love hearing from my listeners and hearing what you want to learn about and getting your feedback. Number two, if you want to connect with me on a more regular basis, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP to learn about my membership options and how to get access to my private Slack community. This has typically been reserved for my high-end customers in the past, but I've opened it up for the first time. So head on over to the website, paulminers.com/VIP, to learn how you can get access to my private Slack channel, where you'll also get access to my complete library of book summaries as well. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.